Hello and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. On August 1st, 2010, Ruth Stoltzfus-Jost shared stories of her family's Civil War history with the children, encouraging them to dare to be different.
So far this morning, we're talking about a situation where somebody has to dare to be different, because it's a little bit hard sometimes to do what is different from all the people around you. Have you ever noticed that? Well, I want to tell you a story about the person I thought of who had to do something very different from everybody around him, and that person is named Jacob Wanger, and he was my great-grandfather. So if you go up the road that's behind us here, behind where I'm sitting, is Route 42. If you drive up Route 42 and go back a long lane, there's a big old brick house that was built in 1854, and that's where Jacob Wanger lived. And 150 years ago, a lot of people here in Harrisonburg and in the Valley and in the whole state of Virginia and some other states in the South were really, really mad. They were so mad that they wanted to break up the government, they wanted to rebel, and they wanted to be able to have slaves. Well, Jacob Wanger believed that slavery was wrong. He knew that all people are equal in God's eyes, and God loves all people, and people are not to own other people. So he also knew that it was wrong to rebel and go to war, which is what people were talking about. But people were so determined in this community to go to war and break away from the government and have slavery if they wanted to. And they decided, we'll take a vote. And we want everybody to go down and vote for the rebellion. And some of the people were so mad that they said, if we know of anybody who votes against our rebellion, we will hang him. Well, Jacob Wanger said to some of those people, he said, and this is his quote, I'm a free man, and I will vote as I please. Now, he could have stayed home. He didn't have to do anything. He could have just stayed home. But he knew that what these people were doing was wrong and would cause a lot of suffering. So he decided, I am going to go down, and I'm going to vote no to try to stop the rebellion, stop the war, and stop the slavery. So he went down, and he voted no. And you know, you couldn't just go in there and quietly close the curtain behind you like we do when we vote and have a secret vote. You had to say your vote in front of all these neighbors and all of these people who did not want you to vote no. That must have been a very hard thing for Jacob Wanger to do, but he did it. And you know what else he did? He got a piece of paper signed by the people at the place where he voted that officially said, Jacob Wanger has voted no against the rebellion, against the secession. He voted no. Jacob Wanger took that piece of paper and put it in his pocket, and he went home. As you probably know, some of you who are older, there was a war because Jacob was different. Most of the people voted for rebellion, and that meant a war took place, and many people were killed, and it was very, very sad. The war was taking place right here in the Shenandoah Valley. There were battles all around where we are today, and a lot of people died. I forgot to say that when Jacob voted against secession, when he voted no, there were only 10 other people. In the whole place in the county where he voted, there were only 10 other people that voted no. So you can see why all of the yes votes won. And so the war took place, and there were some pretty scary things that happened. Jacob went back to his farm, and there were some people running away from the army who did not want to fight in this war. You know what he did? He hid them in his house so that they wouldn't be forced to fight in the army. There's something else he did that was, I think, pretty brave. The soldiers who were coming all across this valley would take people's food. They wanted to take away the animals and the food so that they could win, And they came to his farm, and do you know what Jacob and his family did? They closed the door on one of their rooms, and they sealed up the window, and then they put a dresser in front of the door so that when you walked into the house, you wouldn't even know there was a room back there. And then they poured their grain into the floor of that room so the soldiers couldn't ever find it. And they poured the grain until it covered the whole floor, and it started to go up the wall. You could wade in the grain, and it would come up to your knees. And then they put more grain in, and it would come up to your waist. But I don't think they were in there walking around in the grain. They filled up that room until the grain came up to the window and up above the window so that they could hide their grain. And you know what happened? Soldiers came into their house, and they walked right past the dresser, and they didn't know there was a door behind it. And they never found the grain. So he could use that grain for his family and for other people who needed grain, because that's what you use to make bread. And when you don't have much other food, your bread is really important. One day, soldiers came onto his farm, and they came over to little Barbara, who was 9 years old, and she was holding baby Timmy. And a soldier got down off of his horse, and he came over to Barbara, and he said, "Give me that baby." As you know, when a soldier is at your house, you can't tell them what to do. They tell you what to do, and they're in control. Barbara was little. She didn't know what to do, but she handed the baby to the soldier, and he walked away, and he went over to another soldier, and he handed the baby to that soldier, and he held it for a little while, and he handed it to another one, another soldier, another, and another, and finally back to the first soldier. And by that time, Hannah Brenneman Wanger, the mother, was watching, and she did not know what to do. When my mama told me this story when I was little, I knew from her voice that it was very scary for this family. The soldier came and brought the baby back and handed it to the mother, Hannah. And do you know what he said to Hannah? He said, "Well, we wanted to hold your baby because we miss our children." So those soldiers that people were scared of, who were taking away, killing animals and taking grain and scaring everybody, were also people who loved their children. So that was one of the other things that happened on the farm. And then, one day, there were soldiers all over the valley galloping on horses from farm to farm to farm. And do you know what they were doing? They were burning everybody's barn. They were killing the animals, taking food from people so that they could eat it, and then they were burning down the barn. Your barn is where your animals need to stay that you need to eat. And the barn is where you keep the hay for your animals to eat, or you can't feed your animals. So it was very serious. And when the soldiers came galloping up to Jacob Wanger's farm, do you know what he did? He walked out to meet them, and he handed them the piece of paper. He handed them the piece of paper that said, "Jacob Wanger voted against this rebellion. Jacob Wanger did not want the rebellion, the slavery, the war." And you know what the soldiers did? They patted him on the back. They realized he did not want this war. And you know what else happened? They didn't burn down his barn. All over the valley, there are lots of old houses from the Civil War, but not very many barns, because the barns were burned down all over the valley. But if you go out this road and go down that long lane to the old brick house that's there, I was just there yesterday, there is a little old log barn. It's so old that there are holes between all the logs. All the chinking is gone, and you can see the sky when you look through those logs. But that little old barn is still standing. They saved his barn, because he had saved the piece of paper where he had voted against that war, and he was different, he was courageous, and he was willing to be different from all the people around him to do what he knew was right. So we like to celebrate that little barn. And you know what? That was my great-grandfather. Timothy and I named one of our children Jacob. And that Jacob, when he was 6 years old, came back from school one day, and we had talked to him about how people can worship other idols other than God, and we want to be careful not to do that. And he came back and he said to us, "Today at school, when we stood to pledge allegiance to the flag, I raised my hand and I said to the teacher, 'Well, I pledge my allegiance to God.'" And some other students said, "Yeah, we want to pledge our allegiance to God." So I thought that was an interesting story of another Jacob years later who did something that was different from the people around him. And you will find things in your life sometimes too where you might need to do something different, but something that you know God wants you to do that's right. So thanks for listening to the story of Jacob Wanger. I'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is "Jesus, I Believe You're Near," written by Matt Carlson. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.